Let me introduce you to Dennis Clark. Dennis is all about great radio. You can read on his homepage, and when you heard him before, that's true. It's really true. He is all about great radio. He specializes in training, coaching, and developing on-air personalities, production teams, producers for over 100 radio shows at iHeartRadio in the US and many international commercial broadcasters. To drop a few names, Ryan Seacrest, Bobby Bones, Alan Kay, and many, many others. He also left footsteps in Germany, it's an interesting info, I guess, where he worked with Arno and his morning crew, for example, at 104.6 RTL in Berlin. And he's convinced, and that is his core, I guess, in the next 45 minutes, that human beings are the future of radio. And because they are the future of radio, because they are the connection to the listeners, and it's all about connection. Radio is all about connection. Meine Damen und Herren, ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Clark.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Lucas. We're good? You guys hear me? You hear me back there, right? Okay, here we go. Thank you, Lucas. Thank you, everybody here. It's been great. I just met Lucas's boss, and he says, oh, you can't get Dennis Clark here. And he did, and now you believe me that I am here. Thank you. So, I'm so happy to be back. I love it, anytime. How many people are talent on the air? And I know that you probably are gonna see the hand, only a few, okay. How many people are program directors? How many people are management, I guess? How many people are students? Okay, my favorites. Okay, very good. I absolutely believe in great radio, and that's actually my boss, Bob Pittman, who's the CEO of iHeartRadio, absolutely believes that the connection to the listener is the most important thing we do. Yes, we have formats, we play music, all that kind of stuff, but he has been famously quoted for many years, and he's probably the reason why I work for him, is that we are in the companion business, and I really believe that. I was just talking to Alex about that, actually, Alexander, right there on the corner, about how important companionship is to people right now. And I'm going to sort of unravel why it's important that we have a bond or an emotional true connection with our listener at all times, because every time you listen to the radio, you're usually alone. And that's a feeling, that's a good feeling, that's me time. That's, oh my God, I'm listening to something, or I'm with my companion that is a partner with me right now. And that's what we want all of our radio stations to do. We also are the number one podcast producer in the United States, and it's been verified over and over again, because we actually, students, please get into podcasting. Experiment with podcasting, have fun, have your friends listen, have your families listen, have other people listen, and grow your connection with that listener through even a podcast or on air as a broadcaster. But we are in the companion business, and that is really my mantra with what you're about ready to see today. I'm going to show you some, this is not iHeart slide, this is actually from an outside service in the United States, the tech survey from Fred Jacobs. And he asked listeners objectively, no agenda, why do you listen to radio? And I've highlighted five very key important points. Number one is it's easiest to listen to in the car, right? That's number one. But number two is my job. DJs, shows, hosts, personalities. What is it that you actually choose to push the button, turn up the mic, and listen to that companionship? You can see that to feel a connection with radio is very high. Keeps me company is very high. There's a couple more really interesting things. Get into a better mood. You know, sometimes people start their day, oh my God, it's very important for morning shows to understand the listener and adapt to the morning show routine. And the biggest one, and you'll see a little bit more about this lately, is escape the pressures of everyday life. So we're beginning to understand the sort of mental health of not only our young listeners, and older listeners, our P1 listeners, and our new CUME listeners. We really try to make it so it's a very, very safe space for each and every one of our listeners. But you can see that other things are in there. It's free. I like my favorite artists. Sports is on the bottom. Sorry about that. I know we've got UEFA Cup, you know, Italy last night. Sorry. But Germany just made it. But to win prizes is... like, it's become such a who cares thing in our business. So we pay a little attention to the prize activity, but we care more about the companionship, and I really want to show you more. The pandemic revealed so much about radio listeners. Why? Because we actually stopped. And when we stopped, we realized, why do you like us? Why are you listening more to us? What is it that you like? What is it that we do that you love? What is the stuff you hate? What are the things you just can't stand? We did so many social surveys with our P1, with listeners, because everybody had time to fill out the surveys at the time. And I'm going to share a little bit of that with you today. But the real reason why is during the pandemic, everybody was alone. We taught our listeners how to listen to us on Alexa and smart speakers, which was a wonderful thing, because that's what we need to understand is we are broadcasters. We're on phones, we're on smart speakers, not just car radio, and we're trying so hard to really adapt and meet the listener where they are. But the real thing is just connect with somebody. Hey, I'm just by myself. And that insight has really trailblazed with where our shows are right now in the United States with iHeart, Bobby Bones, or Ryan Seacrest compared to where they were in 2018 or 2019. So this is really, in my opinion, you know, old guy, it's the biggest reset of our radio careers is, wow, we finally are beginning to understand what we do on an even bigger basis than we ever dreamed before. We do so much research at iHeart. I know that you guys do too at all of your radio stations. There's nothing like talking to a listener and really getting to know them and hearing them, just understanding what they like, what they don't like, when they listen, why they turn off the radio, things like that. So we sort of changed our mindset in some research that I'm going to share with you on some of our shows in the United States today. But we asked our broadcasters what is keeping them up at night. These four big things sound familiar. Keeping the audience that you have. That'd be great. No more Spotify. Don't go to the other broadcasters, other channels, other services. Attracting a talented staff. Constantly being open to give people a chance and try and be the new generation of broadcasters. Attracting younger audiences is also a big challenge for us because when my age, it was just the radio and then TV. Now it's everything. It's podcasts, it's streamers, etc. And responding to competitors is a real big thing because right now competitors are overreacting and overreaching to try after the pandemic. Radio sort of reshaped itself. And even we adapted, thank God, to when the listeners are listening the most. And we realized that afternoon drive has been the most wonderful time slot for all of us right now because that's our future. And then on top of that, evening shows are also very, very important for young talent to experiment, have fun, and really enjoy themselves and hopefully connect with a listener. So the more we experiment, the better I think we are doing lately. So I have many slides, slow me down if you have questions, we can do that at the end. But I wanna talk about the basics of radio for a little bit. How important it is that your CUME, or in case your reach, every time you turn on the microphone, you have one brand new listener, but they like something you just did. you like the song, or they like what you just talked about, or anything. So we have to reawaken our listener in that moment, not later, it's too late, we lost them. It has to be in that moment that we are here, and we have to do that constantly. We can't do, oh, I did it last week. I mean, I have air checks with people and they go, oh, I did it, yeah, I did it. No, did you do it just then? Did you do it yesterday? Did you do it every hour? Did you do it every minute you can? Let listeners know that you're here for them, you feel them, and they will really, really begin to take to you and your show and trust you. Sorry, allergies in Germany. I got off the plane. I don't know what happened. I really, honestly, so many other radio companies in the United States want to rebrand. No, no, no. Be proud of who you are. The listener will understand who you are by just being in that moment with that constantly reawakening. Reintroduction is what's so important. So every time you have that brand new listener, welcome them. Make sure that they feel like they get you. You understand that this particular channel or the way that they're listening, whether it's on an app or through a tuner, is for them. And they need to realize that. Once you get into their head, they will click and they will stay longer. Connect to your listeners emotionally. Stand out from all the different services. I'm going to speak to a bit today about how important it is that all you need is us. We'll let you know what the hot movie is. We'll let you know what the new songs are. We'll make you feel comfortable. We get you, that kind of thing. And I think so many radio stations try too hard at trying to be cool and try to be the best friend to listeners. Oh God, I'm sorry about my voice. I work for 102.7 Kiss FM. Kiss FM started as a disco radio station in 1978. And it's a almost 40-year-old heritage brand right now. But we actually had to readapt and reach and change and adjust along the way. So it's very important, no matter what your brand is, you make it fresh and modern and you transform your brand into a believable modern radio station, not just a functional, here's the music, here's the news, here's the jokes, here's commercials, here's what's coming up next. If you don't care, the listeners won't care either. So it's very important that you work with everybody on the air to make sure that they have an emotional connection, not only to the pride of what they're offering and the music they're playing or the content they're creating, but it's also about the radio station as well. So make it believable and modern. The listener mindset, okay? Years ago, I used to do these target radio listener things, and they were pinpointed to a 26-year-old girl, I'll tell you Z100s, and her name was Laura from Levittown, okay? And Laura was 22, she still lives at home, drives a crap car, all that kind of stuff. We don't deal with that anymore. We actually want to be a broadcaster that gets a unifying mindset of community. So that way it's not just me and you. It is like a feeling that it's like walking into a Starbucks. You smell the coffee, you walk through the line. It's also good to many people, and it's a feeling, it's like an environment, it's a mood, it's not a function, it's not a business. It is absolutely something that means something to everybody. So don't think of them as a demo now. By the way, it was so funny, I heard Love is Like Oxygen by Sweet, and nobody knows that song, but I was like, wait, you know, this radio station plays everything, you know, and I don't know if it's an Instagram hit or something. But nowadays, sometimes if you play the right song for them in the moment and you see some data that says, oh my God, these songs are coming back, you know, like Murder on the Dance Floor and things like that. Okay, forget about reflecting on when that song originally came out as a hit. It's for now, it's for us, it came from a movie. Let's create that community. So they're not that demo anymore, it's a mindset. And I could go into the detail a little bit, you know, later if we have time. But remember that they're a lifestyle, they're a life stage. So something they like about your radio station means something's there for me. And they're attracted to that positive, up-tempo music, makes me feel good. Whatever that emotion is, go for it. But you've got to discover their needs of when they tune to you and what they actually are getting and what they don't want and what they want more of. So out of the pandemic, we created what we call a bunch of questions where we wanted to really get closer with that emotional connection. In yellow is my job, likes the morning show hosts in general, really loved the hosts, they are like family, and makes me feel less lonely and more connected to life. And that is what we couldn't believe we were discovering out of so much of our listener intel. Now, the red was like our radio station's P1, but when we asked other people who were P1s of other radio stations what they thought of us, in ways they gave us a high score. They really love the host. They are like family. So we said, we're ahead with the Cumers, the new listeners, the people that are sampling us. Let's give them more of that family feeling, if that's whatever. And that ticked up the next year from 39 to 47%. Like the morning show in general, good, nice and solid. We're satisfying listeners. Makes me feel less lonely, makes me feel connected to others. The reason why our P1s really did well there is because those new Cumers are like, no, this is my mom's station. No, my sister likes them. No, whatever. So they're the hard to get people. But at least we're in the game and we want to make a good first impression on our P1s. Now, out of the pandemic, we actually asked, what do you want more of and what do you want less of? And we actually created it out of how you move your apps on your phone. So if you like something, put it at the top. And if you don't like something, just finger point it down to the bottom. And this actually gives us some of the ingredients that we use in many of our shows. By the way, this is I blanked out the show. This is for Seattle. So A plus means it's over 66% of the listeners. I want fun conversations that help me escape, that takes my mind off of my family, my job, my school, whatever that is. The second piece here is something our show does really well. It's called Dirty Little Secret. And that's our number one benchmark on this show. And lo and behold, that's what they want on this show, are confessions from listeners. Conversations with people, things I talk about with my friends and family. So topics that interest me that are real world problems. And it's sort of like a decision that you kind of make. Am I a jerk for liking this or should I do that? And I personally have an Am I the Jerk show where I actually witnessed a car crash and in Seattle that particular day, but I drove away from the scene because it was a Tesla and a Rivian. And I thought, you two figure it out. I was just judgmental, but am I a jerk? And that's what real world problems kind of talk about. You know, yeah, Dennis, you should have reported it to the police, let the listeners engage, let them interact with you with a real world problem. Notice what's next. Notice what is really, in my opinion, that is less than 30%. Actually, D is 25%. So celebrity news, nobody cares about celebrities like they used to anymore. Discussions about politics and headlines, sorry. I'm an American, I apologize. Interviews with celebrities, nobody cares. We used to put such a high priority on what was interesting to our listeners and celebrities and the celebrity culture and what they were doing and what they were eating and who they're dating. And then interviews with music artists, sadly, didn't do well. But this was a content ranker specifically for this show that doesn't do interviews, doesn't do celebrity news, and we just want to check and make sure they still don't like it. You see what I mean? So look at all these other things, trivia games. During the pandemic, trivia was number one. It's so fun to watch it sink because trivia is now like, all right, enough of the games. Listeners are moving on. They want real world problems that they talk about with their friends and family. So I think my point's made on this slide. Pretty good, right? So next, a little bit more of my speech about that reconnection thing. Nobody cares about radio. Nobody cares about our show. We're just there. We are a function to a lot of people. How beautiful is that if you could cut through the I don't care and the apathy and really connect with the listener? The only way you can do it is because if you care, they will care. So do that with, you know, getting beyond the sort of like average presentation functioning radio stations and do something special, emotional, and really bring up the volume a little bit with your voice, with something you just did, something you saw, something you can't wait to share with your listeners. There's nothing better than when radio hosts hate when their show ends because already they're so excited to get ready and start preparing for tomorrow's show. We need to inform and delight our listeners, yes. There are reasons why listeners come to our radio stations. By the way, on the slide before, you could see short news and headlines from today. People do want to be connected to the world, no question. The ultimate filter right now is practice this, take it home, you'll see your ratings rise. You'll at least see your time spent listening rise, because nobody wants to hang out with a bummer. Nobody wants to hang out with somebody who's in a bad mood. Nobody wants to hang out with somebody who hates their job. By the way, I hope all of this is translating well on that app. I hope so. But anyway, positivity is the ultimate filter right now in 2024. So here we go. More data. One of the beautiful things, and by the way, I wasn't going to show a lot of data, and then I went, Dennis, you're going to Germany. Yes. So, you know, so you can see here where the negative topic starts out. So what this is almost like we're asking a listener to listen all the way through this prepared break, and we do it online. We do most of our audio testing online. We don't do those huge focus groups with focus, you know, playing a tape of audio or things like that anymore. But it's actually good because the way they listen to it is with headphones. So we're in their ear and they're giving us real-time reaction to our audio. So notice right here at the beginning, what they're talking about is the welcome. The routine welcome. Hey, 102.7, Kiss FM, JoJo on the radio. That's 15 seconds of the handshake. By the way, if you don't say your name, nobody knows who you are. If you don't say the name of your radio station, nobody knows who you are. You've got to cut through and be remembered. So it's like when you leave today, you're gonna see somebody, oh my God, I'm Dennis Clark, how are you? I'm from LA. You reintroduce yourself at all times. And that's what we do for about 10 seconds in there. So notice the show brings up COVID. Nobody wants to talk about COVID anymore. Look at those dots. Those are tune out. We actually give the choice. When you like something, turn it up. When you don't like it, bring your mouse down. And then when you want to leave, hit the enter button. And look at all the people that escaped right there when we started talking about COVID. Wasn't even part. It was 1 second of what we were bringing up, which is a TV show. We're bonding with our audience about a new TV show on Netflix. And you could see that once we finally get on subject, 69 seconds in, our listeners don't tune out anymore because we're companionship. We're talking about something absolutely interesting. But notice when somebody switches off, we say, why did you tune out? And this is a listener response that says, it's negative right from the beginning. Bye. Next one, that's a long intro talk about a topic I don't care about. And then all of a sudden, the dials go up when you're talking about a new show that's released on Netflix. So, handshake, get to the point. Don't worry about, I did this and I hate COVID. That's how I found all these shows on Netflix. And I really didn't like that season, but I'm watching another one. I'm bored. Red dot, red dot, red dot, right? Here we go, bye. But then once you start talking about this new show on Netflix, what? I don't want to be left out. What's happening? Your lines go up and you finally go over that standard line of 60% of engaging and informing your listeners. Does that make sense? You good? Here's something that's really hard for me to suggest in Europe, okay? England, you know, France, listener interaction. Oh, Dennis, you don't understand. Our phones, the same people call me over and over and over again. Listener interaction is the most beautiful thing you could start to bring into your show and begin to train your listeners to interact with you. And guess what? They're gonna say, you know, I love you. Thank you. I love this radio station. You make my day. I've been listening to you for 2 years. I've been listening to you since I've been in high school. Whatever, who cares? It's listener interaction of true emotional connection between you and your radio show. This is a quick note, take your pictures. Just some of my lists about including listeners is make sure you're real, not mean. Look, we've all gone down to sales and we say, can you call me really quick? I'm gonna ask you a question. Oh, you love it, okay, great, fine, that's all I need. It's a real person, you know, and it's okay, and there's a friendship there, trustworthy, that kind of thing. But nothing mean. You know, there used to be an era where we used to disparage our listeners and make fun of them and go, oh my God, you're so stupid. And it's like, now you can't get away with that at all. So meanness is the number one reason why somebody would tune out. Every listening occasion matters. Encourage addiction to your show, though, is my big point here. It's like, thank you for listening. You know, I've got tickets coming up next hour for whatever. Oh, I'll listen. Encourage people. Make the euphoria of your show and the illusion of your show that it's coming up. It's don't be left out. You're gonna have this. Okay, I'll be there. And happy people are joining that community, and you're amplifying that by airing listener comments, air listener, you know, messages. Sometimes people could leave things on your phone. We have part of our app with you can leave messages for our studios. All right, these poor listeners today, they're overwhelmed with media options, right? So they don't know your name, they don't know where to start, they don't know the name of the radio station, but they like you. And it's just like restaurants for me. I come to a restaurant and I go, oh, let's go there. And guess what? I go, oh, I've been here before. I didn't know the name. That's life right now. And you have streamers. Look what's on a streamer's menu right now. Look what's on a Netflix menu. It's way too much. My opinion is that we are the absolute ultimate curators. We always have been. Since the 1940s, we always informed our listeners what's going on. Since the 1950s, we fractured into some stations are rock and roll, some stations are R&B, some stations are all news, some stations are a mix, full service, whatever. Radio hosts are the ultimate influencers, and don't forget it. Remind yourself every day, you are an influencer. You are the one that is absolutely out there connecting to a listener, suggesting something, being there for them when they, you know, when it's sunshine or there's gonna be a crazy storm that's gonna be coming in within an hour or two. You know, anything like that, that you can be that companion and that friend to suggest anything. So we've always been an influencer before it was cool, you know? So take a bow, everybody. You're influencers, whether you like it or not. We gotta tell our listeners what we like, what we love. And I really wanna go into what makes us special with what is our also. But don't forget that we are a companion, a curator, and hopefully a social director for the show. I can't tell you how many people will go, are you going to the party tonight? It's gonna be great, it's the mayor's house. All that information has been coming my way here in Nuremberg for a day. And I'm like, I'm not gonna miss this. So thank you, my social directors, you know, for making that happen. I do wanna talk about a personalities also. So anybody on the air, students, etc., what makes you special? Bring that on the air in a very delicate way. So we are in radio, we play music, and we live in New York, let's say, okay? But what makes you special is I'm obsessed with fashion. I have one radio host in Washington, D.C. that is absolutely amazing, and she's a fashionista, but she only shops at TJ Maxx, Marshalls, if you know those brands. They're the stores that nobody, the clothes that nobody wants anymore. These big, huge stores, look what she finds. And she takes listeners shopping with her. So that makes her special. Football, you might be a geek. Own your geekness. I keep telling everybody, it's like, great, you're techie. You love being a geek. How many, that's you. Parrot, you know, animals, whiskey, wine, football, anything you want. And the fact that you're slightly flawed, you might want to bring that to your show. But I'm going to really go into some very interesting waters here. Telling a story is a beautiful thing in our business. But when you overshare, when you tell too much of the story, oh my God, I'm out. So I really know that the storytelling influencer thing is a buzzword right now, but it's the absolute truth, and we've been doing it for years in the radio business. Storytellers reach very large audiences because they're connecting emotionally with something they want to hear. To the audience, it's right now, it's in the moment, it's relevant, and it's topical. I think being a serial noticer is what I call when you just go, well, that was weird. Or I saw this person on the subway down here, completely ignored her because I was afraid she was going to ask me for money. You know, anything like that, that's a story right now. And that's a connection. When you notice and bring it to the show, it's done in one sentence, do your work. What songs you're playing, what you're promoting, your name, what's coming up next hour, anything. You know, so storytelling in a half sentence or in a single sentence is a bonding moment between you and your listener for them to get you and to understand that emotional connection to your show. So the audience feels like the storyteller understands their needs because the storyteller gets them. Oh, I'm on the subway sometimes too. I know that feeling. Oh, that's so right. You know, it's like, I mean, I still can't believe yesterday's game. I mean, 30 seconds left. What? The Germany game day before. A minute left. What? Immediately, look, bonds with you. That's me. I get you. You connect to me. If you hate football, sorry. You know, but I tried. You know, between the audience and the storyteller, there is trust, and trust is the most wonderful thing. Again, go back to trust where they know your name. The best thing to do, I go to some stations and I go onto their social feeds. They haven't posted something in a month or a year. They haven't responded to any listener comments. I really get mad at that. We're the influencers. People are connecting with us. Why aren't you replying? Respond to listeners somehow. Just hit the like button, anything like that, that you saw it, that you, you know, whatever. And it's like, okay, hilarious. You know, anything. That's how people are connecting and talking these days. So if you have a social feed or a website feed or anything with comments or something like that, please love back. And that's the trust that you're going to create with your storytelling. And thank you for listening means the world to people in DMs. So this is storytelling. I've kind of given these away. Again, no oversharing. Nobody wants to hear about your mom and what she did and all that kind of stuff. Trust me, it's boring. It really is. So oversharing is really bad. So people who do air checks, Yvonne, and you know, anyway, they have every right to tell you were boring, and that's okay. Please, as a personality, go, you know, it was nothing better than playing back a break and, okay, I got it. You're right. I talk too much. Simple details are what's so interesting. But I got to tell you that too much detail is alienating to listeners. It's like, wait, I can't get, what? I'm left out, whatever, that kind of thing. So oversharing, too much detail, too much, nice, simple, one sentence, half sentence story rules. So when you're talking with listeners and you're opening up that mic for the first time, frame things for the listener. Like, you know, it's a Monday, it's a Tuesday. How was your weekend? You know, I was in Munich, by the way, and it poured rain the night I arrived. So I didn't see much. But anyway, you know, that was my perspective of framing for a story. Sometimes you just do it like that. Make sure that what's in it for the listener begins with the frame, and more importantly, why are you talking about it? The why is so key. Even if you start a quest, start your break with like, why is it that people, you know, or why do we need to understand this? Or what is it? Any of those kind of activator question statements really make your content more interesting. And it requires the framing, and I think it requires the why we are talking about it. Why do we care? Why or why not? You know, anything that that activates a passive listener to absolutely connect with you. And I gotta tell you that stories accelerate the connection. Subway story, the German score, on, you know, the smaller the stories, the bigger the impact is the key thing here. One sentence, storyteller, they get it, go, it's remembered. Make sure they remember you. Make sure they come back to you. They know the radio station you work for. Who wants to read this out loud? Stop saying you're old, everybody, okay? It's unnecessary. There's no reason to say that you're old, you know? You are interesting. If you're on the radio, people have been connecting you to you for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. We were just talking about Arno Mueller. He's been 40 years, I think. Wow, that guy still has a giant audience. You know, why? Interesting things. He's constantly framing. He's got the why, and he's got that real unifying connection to the audience. Okay, like when people meet Elvis, they go, oh my God, I thought you were younger. And he starts laughing and he goes, thank you, best compliment ever. You know, I sound youthful. That means you're interested in what I talk about. You know, anything like that. Enjoy it, guys. This is our careers. This is our life. It's ageless. They might follow you on Instagram and see what you look like. Great. Keep asking them for the follow. Keep asking them to connect when they connect with you. But don't worry about aging yourself and talking about it, please. Do we agree? I don't think so. I don't think so. All right, anyway. At iHeart, we ask everybody who works in promotions, who works in sales, who works in programming, who works in as a producer, who works on shows, who's mic number 6 or in the background, we ask everybody to do a podcast, okay? Why? That's how we're going to find out if they're a personality that is accelerating. Ow, you okay? That looked like it hurt. All right, no, it's all right, cheers. We want people to gain experience and to go ahead and make mistakes on your podcast. But coaching is so important. It's like, that was really good. You had my attention here, but when you transitioned, you hit this and that kind of thing. Really, self-coaching is really beautiful, but real coaching is great. So in my opinion, every talent should be doing a podcast of some kind with your also. You might be into sports. You might, we just started a podcast. There's a whole big thing in the States going on with rewatching shows. And so they rewatch old shows, you know, from the 80s and 90s and whatever. And we just launched a brand new show about rewatching every single episode of The Golden Girls, which is funny once, but it better be good the second time. So remember that when you start a podcast, that's an episode. You want to build a vault of hundreds of episodes to your podcast. So that way, and label your podcast perfectly so a casual listener could come back, like the day I left the altar, and that could be episode number 7, and you thought you did it, a listener is gonna come back digitally and go, wait, I didn't know that Tanya left her man at the altar. I gotta listen to this episode. So that way people can go and revisit your show at all times. So get in, try podcasts, make mistakes. If you hate it, scrub it, the world will forget. But if you like it and you know you're on to something, build that vault. So these are people, we always ask our listeners to join us in the digital space with podcasts. Bobby's our number one sports, our number one country guy in the United States, Bobby Bones. Matter of fact, we found him at a top 40 station in Austin, okay? And I said to him, I said, you like country? Oh my God, I love country. Nobody ever asked him. He's now Bobby Bones, the country, you know, tastemaker. But he's also big on sports, so he has a podcast that he transfers his also to the podcast. Amy Brown's a co-host on his show. Elvis Duran produces a show called The 15-Minute Morning Show, where they all stay. They stay for 15 minutes and record more things that they didn't talk about. And guess what? Those are beautiful when you have best ofs to produce, because that's unaired fresh material, and listeners don't notice it. So the broadcast and the podcast universe can kind of click with a few people, but everybody will join the party and care to them. And I really believe in doing those 15-minute extra. We have a show in Chicago that they call theirs The Tangent. And now they're doing it live on a stage like this with listeners. So they call it The Tangent Live, where they record their podcast. And it's a real success story. Tanya is on the Ryan Seacrest show. Ellen Kay has her own show. But she knows that interviews and things like that are not something good on her topic ranker. But she has a special podcast because she's about uplifting women, making sure women are seen, making sure their business is noticed, what they did in their career to talk about it. And it's a really heavily listened to podcast that Ellen does. And then there's Riley. She's the one that takes listeners shopping at Marshall's. All right. So, customer service, I've kind of touched on that quite a bit. Never underestimate the connection that you have with the listener. In my opinion, create an event like the Fred Show does with the Tangent Live. Hey, we'll record our podcast in front of you. Come join us. They find a little small theater. Listeners come. Alcohol is being served. All good. You know, that kind of thing. We get to meet listeners. That's a nice moment where it's about the agenda for our show. And that's much more important sometimes than, you know, winning cash, winning prizes, and all that kind of stuff these days. Champion something. Be a fan of something. And if you're just like, you know, arms folded and, nah, I don't care. No, I hate, you know, I hate Avatar movies. No, you know, is that fun? No. But if you're championing a great new movie, like right now Inside Out's the number one movie in the United States, that's really interesting because, and they tell you why they like that movie. It's what you really think versus what you really say. And then make something special and answer a listener email, SMS, anything. Get into their DMs and slide away. I do want to stop here for a second and talk about the new broadcast basics of 2024. Who are you? What's your name? Say your name. The brand promise is you're in the moment, you're now. High quality music, best for your taste. We give you information, news, whatever that promise is. Brand soul is the emotion that you are bringing to your station and to your show. So that's the emotional connection with your listener. How are you, how can they find you? I gotta be honest with you, you gotta go to the Q question, search, questions right there. The brand address has got to be obvious. How to connect on digital, how to connect on Instagram, and then also lastly is the target. Your target listener is a mindset. It's someone who thinks like you generally. Remember, you're a broadcaster, but it's very important that if you like an old song, you're fine. I know, he's right there, I gotta go. Three more slides, hold on. All right. Change is our world. This is the evolution of change with Z100. We're here now, digital era intimacy. So we're all online. Remember back in the day where it was the Nut Hut and let's have fun and let's make fun of people and all that kind of stuff? Just evolve every 5 years. Put your station and put your show to that test. Train your talent, build careers, be supportive. Coaching, become coaches, find a friend, coach each other. Whatever it takes, be great, because you're in the conversation of being a superstar on the radio. And to be honest with you, you become famous for something. So don't forget your what is also. Welcome new talent, welcome new listeners. Every time you open up that mic, you have one brand new listener. If you don't know what's coming up next or next hour, the listener doesn't know either. So plan your show is my piece here. If you're unknown, unfamiliar, you know, I'm like yesterday we met somebody from Charivari. And I was like, I remember that name, you know, back in the day when I was living in Berlin in 95. That's a heritage brand. Don't be unfamiliar. Familiar is definitely in the world. And to be honest with you, that's it. Thank you. So there we are. So, thank you. You're talking.